This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow, Woody, I got to tell you, man, I got up. I went, wait, we only got 4 days this week. When you told me and I called you, I go, are you sure we got Monday off? You go, yeah, man, we got it. Company said, take it off. Woody, we got all kinds of stuff today, man. We've got, we're going to do a history lesson today. First of all, if you haven't been paying attention before we get to all the All-Star stuff over the weekend, the good, the bad. Get everybody's take on all of that, but the Jonathan Martin story coming out, and Jonathan Martin kind of just lays it out like, hey, man, I never believed for a second I was being bullied by Richie Incognito. That was my mother. That was my mother's deal, not mine. And it's a story that I've been trying to fix for 10 years. Martin kind of blames his parents, said his mom, and the father comes out and goes, yeah, we are very protective of our son. And meanwhile, Richie became the poster child of bullying for everywhere, right? It became not only that, and then our whole team was toxic. It was unbelievable. Going through it, hearing the stories behind the scenes, and of course at the time, because you work with the team, I'm talking to people getting fired and actually really like the offensive line. You know, I've always done well with offensive line coaches like me, even though I couldn't block at all. I was good with them. And this guy was, at the time, Jim Turner, good guy, and a bunch of people got let go of the Jonathan Martin thing, and now he's Mr. Bitcoin, which still a little scared of, still a little shaky. So don't try to sell me. I got a tennis partner trying to sell me that I should make the change. I'm like, too late in life, brother. Too late in life. And my luck is I'll get in with the guy that's scamming people all over again. Another one of those dudes. But anyway, so we had the Jonathan Martin stuff. And that's not even that. And then my friends at the fish tank, Seth and OJ, two of my good friends, tracked down Deion Jordan. And you're like, oh, no. And he's like, yeah, man, I was a mess. I wasn't ready. I had lots of problems. And, yeah, neck down, I was as talented as anybody. Neck up, I was a two-year-old. And it was like, you know, pretty much. And came here and was suspended and out spending money and not having success and all these things. Jeff Ireland, by the way, general manager. And literally that pick by itself after standing up in front of all the scouts and all the coaches and had the owner fly in and goes, I just want to let you know we just moved up and we're getting this guy, Deion Jordan, 6'6", 275 pounds. He is an athletic freak. Oregon has checked off on him for us, and we got a guy we're going to get, the first defensive player in the draft. He's going to be the impact. He's going to be this guy. He starts Jeff Ireland's name in Hall of Famers, all but Jason Taylor. But ask Jason Taylor to work with him to tell you what kind of clown this guy actually is, Jeff Ireland. So yeah, we went through that, and he goes, "Yeah, man, I was a mess. That's on me. I wasn't ready to play, and flunking drug tests, and oversleeping, outspending money, spending my money, just not mature." And I'm like, "Wow." So we got two of those guys, Richie Incognito and Jonathan Martin, now going, "Yeah, man, I've been trying to tell everybody for 10 years. Not very loud. Not very loud. I guess your mom signed off on it. You could finally say something. She ought to be real proud of herself, too." Although I get it, man. We protect our children. But, hey, man, the NFL is not for everyone. I'd be the first to tell you. There were days I was wondering if it was for me when I was getting my ass chewed. Or you're not having success. I get it. But it is clearly not for everybody. So when I hear sensitivity to ways that have been a long time, most of them have been wiped out. Matter of fact, the Dolphins probably had a lot to do with it. But yeah, Richie Incognito, with these allegations, is going after everybody that went after him. And I've been fairly close to Richie through the years. I know he was living out in Arizona and knew some of the same people out there when I was out there visiting my son. But, man, I mean, Richie's got to at least feel good. He's been saying this forever. Like, I don't know what we're all talking about. Yeah, I mean, I was his friend, but, you know, I had a certain way of doing things. And I still remember, like, yesterday, Mike Pouncey, who is straight as they come, man, as far as, you know, he didn't see color. He just sees players, and he just said, "Hey, man, Richie's my guy. And if you go out with Richie, that guy's got your back, and great teammate." And the ironic part of all this, we're looking for guards to this day that play like Richie Incognito. We want guys that get knocked down and they're bloody and they just get back up and go, "I'm coming after you again. And I have to, I'll cut you." And you know, that kind of player. And we haven't been able to find too many of them. So anyway, and by the way, the crazy part of this, Woody, it was the year 2013 that we drafted this guy, Deion Jordan, and the Richie Incognito. Ted Wells report came out, and we found out the whole thing. We were running. What were we running over there? We're giving football a bad name, and the NFL PR was taking a hit, and they were ready to clean out everybody.
No, it was horrific. I remember being over there, and they would have CNN and all the
actual... Oh, like, front every day. Yeah, it was news people, not sports people.
Oh, my
people.
God.
Yeah.
They couldn't have been more excited for this story, man. You know how news stations
bowling
love this.
Oh, yeah. They would have loved my teams if they thought that was bowling.
No, it was a juicy lead. But one of my takeaways from this, I'm curious what you think. Like, it felt like the Dolphins kind of just rolled over and let this guy take the blame for all this stuff and... didn't really
stick up
for the truth. Like,
Mr. Ross wanted nothing to do once he got it and the PR hit started coming. So you know,
the coach though could have, you know, and I know it was Philbin, and Richie even said on Twitter Philbin was, you know, didn't have a backbone, but
Big Joe Philbin
could have stepped up for this guy and helped him out.
Like, I gotta be honest, Joe Philbin was up in his office and I like Joe. And I don't want anybody to take this wrong. I actually like Joe. He was kind of up in his office, not aware of what the children were doing downstairs. Or maybe the problem will go away on its own if people didn't tell him at the time. But that was a perception from everybody that was around there. Joe's a good guy, but, you know, there's stuff going on, and hopefully the assistants and people downstairs and the leaders of the team can take care of it. But this whole thing is... So there's a couple things. The bowling thing, because once that came out, you remember, I remember like yesterday, all the bowling at school started, and like, oh, there it is. Richie Incognito of our elementary school, there he is right over there. Kick him out.
Yeah, it was a problem at schools, right?
And bowling, yes. Kill those kids. Not kill those kids. No, get rid of those kids.
But it was
kids.
A problem at schools, yeah. And all that, and he became the face of it.
Team wanted nothing. And by the way, the league, and it's, to me, the bowling thing was worse than the concussion thing that we went through.
Well, then they start looking at how people act in locker rooms, and, you know, is
initiation
this okay?
Gone.
Is that okay?
And, initiation gone. The only thing you can basically do now, I've noticed, is you can take all your rookie draft class out because they're all making big signing bonuses and go out and take them out for a $50,000 dinner. But make them pay. But outside of that, man, and I've been very open about our initiation. I got it. I knew it. I knew it was coming when I got there. It was bad in college when I got there. And so I was, so let me see, I was strapped naked or maybe in my underwear when I was right out of high school, and they had me running up in the hills around this college. We all had to do this and then run back.
Well, it's probably best they don't do it now. I mean, especially, you know, everyone's got a camera attached to their phones.
Yeah, no. It's a different time.
You don't do stuff like that. And
right.
But, man, yeah, that was – Richie really got the worst of that, and it did – and it felt like nobody stood up for him in that organization. Like, they just kind of were like, hey, we're going to back off and let you take the fall here.
Richie went after all those unnamed sources that said all that stuff of guys. I saw Joe Shad. He's all over Joe. I don't know what Joe Shad wrote. Like I said, it was 12 years ago.
Oh, he went after – so Florio was involved.
Mike Florio
right,
got
Florio
hit.
Got it.
Yeah. And
Omar wrote the article, and Schefter, Omar, he was
Adam
with
Schefter.
Omar, yeah.
Who wrote the article?
So Omar, so the ESPN story comes out a few days ago, right? And I guess kind of slipped through the cracks there because nobody really was talking about it until Omar put out his article. And then when Omar put out his article, then Richie started retweeting it and started talking about it on Twitter, and I think that's really where it picked up some steam.
So help me out where Omar is on this whole thing. So I know, because Omar's going to join us today. Where's Omar?
Omar's been all over the place. I showed you that tweet he sent.
Omar feels like, bad about this because he was involved in it, and he's going to say that he wrote stuff that he didn't believe at the time, but he felt he had to write.
Essentially, that's what everybody was saying. Where he's at right now. But,
all right.
I don't know. It depends how he wakes up this morning.
All right, so we have...
you know how that goes with him.
We have that. Yeah, and then I swear, I literally... called Seth last night. I didn't call OJ, but Seth, and I said, this Deion Jordan stuff's unbelievable. I thought the guy would just disappear. And he's coaching at Eureka College and wherever the hell it is. I think it's in Illinois, if I'm not mistaken, but there's a Eureka in California that actually has a college. And but he's just like, yeah, man, I was a mess. So two of the biggest highest draft picks that never had a chance because of mental issues or mental weakness. And again, I'm mental health and I'm all aboard on it firsthand, just so everybody knows. This is not old guy, old white guy here saying toughen up and, you know, all that stuff. But if you don't do your homework, you get Jonathan Martins. And I'm going to live with this. I know some people in the organization have been offended when I say this. But if you're going to draft those guys, and I know the Stanford coach at the time signed off that Jonathan Martin was one hell of an athletic tackle, offensive tackle, and Deion Jordan was one. Oregon did the same thing, and I know the Dolphins felt that the coach was not honest at the time, the head coach, about things that were going on in his life, although he had decent numbers, obviously, to make him a first-round pick. I think he had 12 sacks the last 2 years. But You got to do your homework, because I got to tell you, and we've had some more of those guys, and I'm getting real close to bringing up some more names if they don't get it straightened out here real quickly, Cam Smith. And if you don't do your homework, no matter how talented you are from shoulders down, it doesn't matter. You can be the most gifted and talented guy in the world, quick feet, physical, perfect body to be, you know, a dominant player in the NFL and durable, all the things you come up with. If you don't check the top floor, the brain and the head, and if they're not all in on this thing, and I don't know how you go from brain to heart to check all that. I don't know. I probably wouldn't be a very good general manager. I've said that. I've never come out here, never once through the years of ripping our general managers through the last 20-something years, I have never said I could do a better job. Never have I done that. There's another guy I work with that did like to do that. I was not that guy because I don't think it's easy. But I sure the hell know one thing. With the amount of money you're paying guys now, especially the signing bonus they get up front, a lot of guys become instant millionaires before they go out on the football field. You got to do your damn homework. You've got to do your due diligence and background checks and check these guys out. And if that means a scout or you need to hire some guy that used to be in security to follow a guy around in a friggin' small college to find out if he's out snorting coke and drinking and do background checks in high school, we would find out some of this stuff.
So I don't know if we're supposed to feel bad for John Martin, but reading that article, seeing him in that, you know, that picture of him in that like suit vest thing, and he's a Bitcoin guy, and he's speaking to people, and
whole deal. Yeah.
It just made me want to puke, man. I'll be completely honest with you. I don't know if that's okay to say this morning, but he just seeing him, he made me want to puke. I don't know about you, but you know, and what now? 10 years down the road, you're rich and you're doing all this great stuff, and you felt you have a little guilt you need to get rid of.
Well,
took
he just
10 years.
By the way, and I got to tell you, it's
come
a weird
on, man.
It,
like,
it's kind of a weird when you throw it on your mom. Like my mom, and I get it.
They
his
were
mom
a big
dad,
part of it. I remember.
Yeah,
them
no,
being
they
a big
were a huge
of
part of it, and they didn't let it go. And I think that because they're attorneys, I believe she's an attorney, or the husband, or both of them are attorneys for a big company.
I don't know, man. I just didn't get a crazy.
It was bad. Whatever it was, the NFL went, oh crap, give that guy his friggin' money.
Did that just rub you the wrong way?
Yeah,
picture him in that little suit vest thing, and he's all, you know.
I don't know why we're dealing with this. I've been trying to tell everybody and trying to fix this for 10 years, man.
Meanwhile, Richie has got to live with that, right? And as much as I know that he went on and he played, I know he went on and played, but that sticks with you, man. That sucked. He was labeled that bully guy and all that stuff for all those years. He still has it today.
Richie's got his own demons that he deals with.
I'm sure, but you think he needs that in his life?
No.
That's just wrong,
probably
man.
Probably didn't help. Anyway, hey, we got to go to